What a beautiful afternoon. Like I was saying before, the weather has been on all over the place for Bakersfield at least. Just finishing up a 40-minute walk. Pretty beat up and tired, mainly due to lack of sleep. But at least this afternoon I did take a nap. I had one of my beta blocker Lasix naps. It's basically you take the medication in the morning and you get really tired, you lay down, you go into 4 a.m. dream mode. Wake up a minute or two later, feeling fairly refreshed to wake up because Lasix makes you want to pee. Not sure what's going on there, but I think these beta blockers definitely unlock the dream mode because, man, it's nothing like closing your eyes and going into a full dream. And then you wake up and go, wow, that was only a minute or two. Crazy stuff. Another day, another double, as I was saying about my drug-induced naps in the afternoon. I'm so glad at least the sleep is coming back. But yeah, there's something about the heart medication, the beta blocker, that must just release the crazy-ass dreams. Home now and watching Formula One Drive to Survive. I had to look over here and see on my other TV. Really enjoyed it. Season 3, behind the scenes. I like a lot of these behind the scenes. In fact, I actually watch more of the behind the scenes, like the NFL ones, than I actually watch actual real games. And of course, this Formula One is kind of interesting. In fact, if you watch me on Strava, a lot of my courses that I do every day are influenced by Formula One. I really like their courses with all the turns, lefts and rights, and all that kind of things, the chicanes. Not like NASCAR where they just go around in circles. So when I lay out courses that I do over and over in my neighborhood of Westchester, they often, when I look on Strava, I'm like, oh, that'd be a cool Formula One course. So I thought I'd do a little bit of Twitter. You know, not too much going on after, I guess, you know, not having Barclays continue, kind of shut down the whole ultra world. But even in the track and field world, not much going on. We did have one national championships, which I'll talk about. I did talk briefly about the young man, Reinhardt Harrison, who as a sophomore threw down a 4:02 mile. He's getting tons of hype, and I feel bad for the kid because, you know, he's trying to break 4 minutes for the mile. He's just going to be a junior. In fact, if he does in the next couple weeks, he'd beat Jim Ryan as the youngest American ever to do it. But a lot of pressure. I think yesterday he ran like 4:04 or something. And over the years, lots of guys run 4:04, 4:05. But, you know, for ages, we only had 4 or 5 people break 4 minutes. And now it's a fairly regular occurrence every year. We've already had one kid do it this year, an 800-meter runner, threw down a sub-4. And so we shall see. Speaking of habits and things like that, I always follow Brad Stuhlberger, and he says, just like you become your habits, you also become the people with whom you surround yourself. Choose wisely. You might think this means happier, positive people, but I challenge you to also think about it as authentic, vulnerable, honest, humble, and curious people too. And that's definitely, you know, you're told that when you're a parent, you know, you are who you hang out with. So, you know, definitely it's good to have great people around you. And I myself, I know I've got lots of great friends. I've been talking to my friend, the Jester, who we plan on doing more videos on, not just him at races, but we're thinking of doing more of a weekly thing. In fact, you can send us questions and show ideas and whatnot to us on our social medias. And then, of course, I also talked about my friend Bob Davis and the Great Walker, who back in the 80s, he was a really good, fast marathoner. I'm not sure exactly how. Then he one day was in New York City and they were having a race walk contest and he just decided to do it. Was a natural at it, actually make the American team. He missed out because I think he was on the American team in 1980. Of course, we boycotted the 1980 Olympics, all that craziness. But he was race walking, and then when Stu Middleton set the record for 570 miles in Colorado on a 200-meter concrete track, Bob was there watching it all. I can't imagine a 200-meter track. Of course, that's what they used to do in the 1870s, 1880s in Madison Square Garden. Of course, they made thousands of dollars. But Bob was there, and I think he did something like 420 miles. It's a goal of mine someday to do 400 miles in a 6-day. I've done 322 the first time out, and then I blew up a couple times because I went for 400, and I, you know, I was somewhere in the 200s. And then one time when I would just kind of cruise, and I did 315. Not sure if I can ever get 400. It's definitely something I would love to try and do. And I have a friend of mine, Scott Burton, my Canadian friend, and that's another goal of his. And a few years ago, I helped him get to 300. So definitely hanging out with those type of people definitely help you a lot. It was kind of interesting. I was listening to, I've got Joe Rogan podcast. I really like his podcast, but now he's exclusively on Spotify. My podcast is on there. It's actually just the audio version of my YouTube, but
He got a huge contract with Spotify. So did Bill Simmons, another guy I really like a lot. But the bad thing is now none of Joe Rogan's stuff is available on anything but Spotify. And the Spotify podcast app is just terrible. I use Overcast. You know, it takes it all, curates it. And sorry, there, I hit the microphone. And then I can listen to the shows. And the Spotify thing has got this weird, I don't know, it just doesn't work. And I was kind of, I'm way behind on my Joe Rogan, so I'm back in like June or July. But I really like listening to him because I learned so much. And so what I'm now doing is when I'm working on videos or playing poker, I listen to Joe and listen to these things. And it's kind of interesting to listen to him back in June talking about the whole COVID and just seeing his ideas and his guest ideas. Long story is, I'm on the part where he was talking about this guy who was talking about, he has a book out about breathing and, you know, you should be breathing through your nose, not your mouth. Mouth breathers, actually, that's not good for you. Breathe through your nose. It warms up the air. It cleans the air. And it's just something, it improves your endurance, it improves your health. And so it was really interesting that Outside Magazine, and, you know, this interview was ages ago, they just tweeted this thing. It says, when Daddy Jenks decided to spend a month practicing various breathing exercises, he went all in. He even started taping his lips shut before bed, which, of course, sounds odd, but the results are hard to argue with. And I guess when you do that, you know, you get rid of the snoring and you feel better and sleep better. And then just talking about, you know, consciously doing the breathing. Last year, a year ago, after my fall, where I was having all those complications, I was downloading breathing apps and all kinds of things because I just couldn't breathe. Turned out it was the congestive heart failure or something like that. So definitely a very interesting article. And you can look in the show notes. What I do is I take a lot of this from Twitter. If you just follow Andy Noyes at Twitter, you'll be able to see where I've got the original source material. And so one of the things that's kind of fun is I used to coach cross country here in Bakersfield, California at the Bakersfield High. So I've always covered the sport as well. And it's kind of good to see that Prep Cal Track's been posting down in Southern California, especially. We got cross country meets going on. We've got track meets going on. Here in Bakersfield, we had a football games going on because Bakersfield football is king, just like Texas. We also had some cross country meets, just small ones, but I'm really hoping to get out and maybe cover some. So I just thought that was very nice and finally getting some stuff going on. On the road running scene, there was in Jacksonville, Florida. Seems like everything's going on in Florida. The USA 15K Championships was there, and Emily Sisson took down the win. And then BYU is having a big week because 2019 NCAA 10K champ Clayton Young takes the men's title with another BYU alum, Nico Montez, in fourth place. For you Americans, 15K is 9.3 miles. Speaking of person that's got quite a lot of titles, and I almost wish we were having Olympic trials now instead of a year ago, is Sarah Hall. She's training hard. She's going to actually try and make the track team, the 10K or something, but there's just so much competition. I mean, you had Eliza Cranny first time out, get like fourth or fifth best all times. Pretty crazy. But Sarah's got an insightful quote, says, running track workouts since ahead of June's Olympic trials, and why she thinks it will help her fall marathon. I miss marathon training. I would marathon grind all year long if I could, but doing that makes you slow. And really, if you look at it, the best marathoners were always 5K, 10K guys, and they usually continue with that 5K, 10K kind of training even when they move up to the marathon. And when I coach ultra runners, I train them as marathoners because you can never – leg speed is always going to be a good thing. In fact, I've been reposting some of the videos I do with my friend Adam Setzer, who after over a decade's pursuit of getting a Western States Lottery ticket, he got a qualifier. And one of the things he quotes is, you know, he started running with the Bakersfield Greyhounds, which is like a marathon group here in town. And that speed helped him a lot in ultra because at that 100K Black Canyon, because he could, you know, run faster and better when he needed to. And that's why, like today, I was doing 6x1K because, you know, that leg speed helps out. And so never forget that. Wanted to end this with the one last, you know, Barclays Marathon. Saw this one that was pretty great little tweet. It's Karen Runs Far. And I believe I've been run with her. I think she's the lady that runs in sandals. And she said, and so what happened was Dunn posted, early happenings, one runner came back to camp 40 minutes into the race because he forgot his bib. Another started 58 minutes late. And then it was hashtag pro tips. If you want a quiet ride, get a Jeep Compass. If you want to hear sounds like a conk at 204, do not get yourself a Jeep Compass. They are soundproof. Guess why I know. So I guess she was asleep in her Jeep and missed the start. So she started an hour late. So pretty entertaining. So that's all the endurance news for today. It's Saturday, March 20th, 2021. And as always, stay healthy, be boring, not epic.